This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There's an 88% chance that your doctor is wrong. That's the finding of a new shocking study published in the science journals. You can find the actual citation on naturalnews.com. But it found that in only 12% of cases when someone sought a second medical opinion, was that second opinion aligned with the first opinion. In other words, 88% of the time, your doctor's first opinion is different from the second opinion. Now, technically, that doesn't mean it's wrong. So perhaps 88% of your doctor's opinions aren't incorrect, but they do disagree with another doctor's opinion. So maybe the most accurate way to say this is 88% of the time, the first doctor that gives you a diagnosis is said to be wrong by the second doctor. So that's the accurate way to state this. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can read my website at naturalnews.com and listen to more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. I think in our society today, people give way too much credibility to doctors. They think that doctors know everything. Well, in fact, a doctor can't know what a doctor hasn't been taught or hasn't learned. And most doctors are trained in nothing more than pushing pharmaceuticals, diagnosing conditions, and in many cases, interpreting medical results or test results such as liver enzyme tests and blood tests and so on. Now, doctors are great technicians, and doctors do tend to be highly intelligent individuals on the tests that measure memorization. But they don't tend to be holistic, big-picture thinkers. Now, some of them are, and they tend to branch out beyond medicine and learn alternative medicine or complementary medicine, or they become naturopathic physicians instead of big pharma chemical pushers. But most doctors aren't like that. The vast majority of doctors are just high IQ individuals, great at memorization, which is how they got through medical school, who also are extremely obedient. They do what they're told. That's how they also got through medical school, by doing what you're told. Believe me, you don't get through medical school by raising your hand in year four and saying, hey, why are we being turned into drug pushers for the drug companies? And why, how come everything in this medical school is adorned with logos from all the drug companies, from the paper pads and the pens and the coffee cups and the posters on the wall? There's like drug companies everywhere, all over this medical school. If you raise your hand and ask that question, you're going to be shown the exit. Because those people who get through medical school are the doctors who agree to become professional drug pushers. And that's really what they are at this point. Mostly general practitioners. They are glorified drug pushers. They diagnose a set of symptoms, and then they prescribe a drug that's linked to those symptoms. It's basically like having a chart in your pocket. You could do much the same thing if you had the diagnosis skills. And this brings me to the next point of this discussion. It's not just that your doctor has an 88% chance of being declared wrong by another doctor. It's also the fact that human doctors, the way they operate, well, the way they practice medicine today, is about to become so obsolete that most of these doctors will be replaced by drug vending machines combined with robotic systems or advanced electronic systems that do a diagnosis on the spot. In other words, this whole racket of just diagnosing a condition and then dispensing a drug that's tied to that condition, this does not need a human being. This can be done by robots, like an elaborate medical vending machine, in essence. And it's especially true when you look at diseases being increasingly diagnosed by biomarkers. In other words, certain chemicals in the blood that when they reach a certain threshold of concentration in the blood, might be parts per trillion or parts per billion concentrations, that is that correlates with the diagnosis of a particular disease or a risk of a disease. For example, there's a lot of medical technology coming online today that looks at a cancer diagnosis by simply analyzing the blood. People who are growing cancer tumors have different biomarkers in their blood, and it can be diagnosed chemically. This is also why dogs can smell cancer, because people who have cancer, breast cancer in particular, are emitting molecules. They're actually emitting cancer gases from their breast tissue, and dogs have been trained to be able to detect this with 100% accuracy. That's only possible because the chemical is being produced by the cancer, and it's detectable by the dogs, but it's also detectable by elaborate medical vending machines as they come online in the future, which means that your doctor of the future won't be a human being at all. You'll sit in a chair. You know how you have those blood pressure monitor chairs where you sit in it and you stick your arm in a little cylinder and it pumps it up and it measures your blood pressure? And you find those in stores, right? Like pharmacies or Walmarts or, I don't know, maybe grocery stores that have a pharmacy. That used to be done by a human being, but now it's done by a machine. In the future, it's going to be a machine very similar to that, except it's going to take a little bit of blood, like a little prick of your finger, as the way they do with diabetes, you know, blood testing, blood sugar testing. They're going to take a little bit of blood and they're going to then diagnose your disease and dispense your pills right there in the same clinic, the same basic machine. It's the new robotic medicine breakthrough for society. So doctors have no relevance. I'm talking about general practitioners. They have no relevance in that realm anymore because they don't do anything that's human. They don't apply context and they're not holistic thinkers. All they are is just rote memorization, just regurgitating pharmaceuticals, pushing pills and pushing poison, whatever the drug companies tell them to push. And then they get kickbacks and then they get more continuing medical education training. That's called CMEs from the drug companies. So all they are is elaborate drug pushers, and they're going to be extinct because a machine can do it better and cheaper. And a machine can, quote, learn all, you know, 8 years of medical school and residency in about 30 seconds, the time it takes to copy a large database file over to the machine. So the cost, you don't need to put somebody through medical school to just push pills. You can just have a robot. You just transfer the database, you know, all the biomarkers and all the drugs, and that's it. It's done. Doctors are out of business. Now, surgeons are going to be put out of business by surgical robots, but those will take many more years to perfect. So surgeons will be around a lot longer. And of course, there'll be like ER doctors will be needed forever, probably, because there are certain kinds of odd situations that robots can't handle very well. Like, oh, a multiple gunshot wound victim here with complications of diabetes or whatever. You're going to need humans in the field of medicine, but you're not going to need them as general practitioner pharmaceutical pill pushers. So remember all that. Number one, there's an 88% chance that your doctor's diagnosis will be contradicted by a second opinion. And secondly, your doctor is probably very close to being obsolete anyway if he's nothing more than a fancy pill pusher. He's going to be replaced by a robot. And then what will doctors do? Will they work at McDonald's? No, because McDonald's cashiers are also going to be replaced by robots. Will your doctor become a Walmart greeter? Maybe that might be the one position that's still open because people need a human greeter unless they replace the greeters with robots. But who wants to say hi to a robot at Walmart and just sort of surrender your soul to the lowest of the low of separation from humanity and human dignity for that matter? Nevertheless, I hope the point is clear in all of this. So what's the best answer in all of this? Don't automatically trust your doctor. 88% chance his first diagnosis is going to be contradicted by a second doctor. Always get a second opinion, and better yet, get a second opinion from a naturopathic physician, someone who isn't just an elaborate drug pusher, educated by Big Pharma, brainwashed by Big Pharma, and bribed by Big Pharma. Thank you for listening. Check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com and read naturalnews.com for daily news updates on how to be healthy, how to be wise, and how to avoid getting killed by your doctor.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.